Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Mark Knopfler and the Dire Straits bring us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there we have on our website. It's all free, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Listen, read, ask questions. Check out our blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think, so check it out. In fact, Jim Ostroff and I, who's with the Kiplinger editors, we're talking about the election. And this week we asked you, which party are you more likely to vote for in the election next Tuesday? And you think, and when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far, and you'll be interested in seeing how that goes. So check it out at smallbusiness.com. You don't have to go anywhere else. Stay right there on the homepage and take care of that. Jim Ostroff and I are talking about the election, and Jim, one of the things I want to talk about as we move into the new segment is the what all of this will, what this hath wrought, so to speak, and that is the election happens as the polls indicate, and we have a House controlled by the Republicans, Senate that's more bulletproof for the Republicans. Now we still got our Democrat president in the White House. Now we've got that I actually favor, and that's the gridlock. What do you think?
You may well get your wish. It is very likely that it's going to be very tough for leaders in either party, or the president, to enact legislation. Now, of course, things will be enacted in terms, particularly on budgets. But otherwise, an effective gridlock.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say, there are various schools of thought on Congress and its activities. And, one holds that it's really good if does very little. And others say, gridlock also means they can't address the real issues that must be addressed. For instance, here, this, once again, highway mm-hmm. infrastructure spending bill has been held up for well over a year.
Do you think that there will be some funny business during the lame duck session?
It's not all that likely. One never knows, with Congress, when they come back in the session. But more likely, it'll just be things they got to do, like mm-hmm. budget issues. And probably, again, the GOP will make very large gains. Probably, I'm going to say here, the Democrats will say, not right to try to push something through.
Right.
Here. So not much. We don't expect much during lame duck session.
So you don't think there'd be any last minute retribution by the Democrat Party to try to
something through? They'd
have the power to do that, wouldn't they?
They would, if all their members fell in line. The thing is, over here, you got to say people do remember, and come next Congress, there might be some concern. Are reelected at that point, that, well, I got to work with these people, and they may really wreak retribution on me.
Mm-hmm. But if we wind up having a bunch of people who are leaving, and there are a bunch of people who've been there a long time, there could be some, there could be some ugly stuff happen. I think we need to pay attention to that. We need to look out for that a little bit, Jim. One of the things I want to tie into it, politics discussion, I should say, is over on page four, I'm sorry, over on page three, under regulations, you guys report on something called, in your regulations, you talk about the regulating of animals that are genetically modified, et cetera. And you come up, you have something called the EnviroPig.
Oh, yes. Now, this is,
Now, what I want to point out, folks, Well, tell the audience what this, what you guys say specifically. What do you say about this pig?
Okay, this is a hog, a porker, you know, which has had genes tweaked so that it's...
go ahead. It's okay. You can say it.
Yes, that its manure has up to 65% less phosphorus than the usual pig.
Let's put it in simple language. It's less polluting. It's less damaging to the environment.
That's the age.
This is the Enviro pig, ladies and gentlemen. So Jim, and I have to say this. If we can do that for a pig, why can't we do this for politicians? So that their political manure is less damaging to the society. And, you know, so what do you think about using the same kind of genetic manipulation on politicians? What do you think, Jim?
I think that both parties would go and filibuster this to death. They would never let it through their life.
I think this is genius. I wrote down in my notes here, in EnviroPol, not EnviroPig, but EnviroPol. Yeah.
I think
it's genius. I think it made the best idea I've come up with in a long time, Jim.
It could.
And now that I know we have this genetic, capability, we can solve a lot of problems with this, Jim. What do you think? You're not going to play with me on this one.
We don't take sides.
Kiplinger.com, right? Kiplinger.com.
That is where we are.
The Kiplinger letter, which is every week, Jim and I work off of that. It's been around since 1923, the 87th anniversary recently. And also bi-weekly letters, the tax letter and the agricultural letter, and the personal finance magazine. Jim, what's that phone number, quickly?
Here's a toll-free number, 800-544-0155.
Yeah, this EnviroPol, folks, I think we're onto something here. Tintail, stay with us.
Yeah, we dance, stop my people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.